Chapter 4. A Lizard Called Bill. The mouse did not come back. It was the white rabbit again.
The Duchess won't like this, he cried, looking around. Oh, my paws and whiskers! Where did I drop them?
He's lost his gloves and his fan again, thought Alice.
She started to look for them. She did not know where they were because the long room, the little glass table, and the pool of tears had all disappeared. When the white rabbit saw Alice, he shouted angrily.
Mary Ann, what are you doing here? Go home and get me a pair of gloves and a fan. Be quick.
He thinks I'm his servant, thought Alice. But I'll help him and get him some gloves and a fan.
And she ran down the path. Soon she came to a little house with W Rabbit on the door. She went in and climbed the stairs. There was a little room with a table by the window. On the table, she found three pairs of white gloves and a fan, and she picked them up. Then she saw a bottle.
There's no label, but I'll drink it, she thought. I know something interesting will happen.
So she picked up the bottle and drank.
I'm growing bigger again, she realized after a moment.
She grew and grew. Soon she had to sit on the floor. Then she had to lie down. Before long, she could not fit into the room. So she put her foot up the chimney. Then she put her arm out of the window. Luckily, then she stopped growing.
This place is so strange, she thought. Everything is like a story. I'll write a book about it when I grow up.
Oh, but I'm grown up now.
She started to laugh. Then Alice heard a voice.
Mary Ann, get me my gloves and my fan, the voice said.
It was the white rabbit. He ran up the stairs.
I'm not afraid of him, said Alice to herself. I'm much bigger than he is now.
The white rabbit tried to open the door, but Alice's arm was pressed against it.
The door won't open, said the white rabbit. So I'll climb through the window.
No, you won't, thought Alice.
When she heard him outside the window, she tried to grab him with her hand. She did not catch him, but she heard a loud crash and a squeak.
He's fallen on some glass, thought Alice.
Then she heard the white rabbit again.
Pat, where are you?
He said angrily.
I'm digging for apples, sir, said Pat.
Pat must be another servant, thought Alice.
Digging for apples? Said the white rabbit. What nonsense! Now, Pat,
Come and help me. Something is sticking out of the window. What is it?
It's an arm, sir,
Pat replied.
But it's huge. Take it away, Pat, said the White Rabbit.
There was a long silence. Alice tried to grab the White Rabbit again. This time, she heard a loud crash and two squeaks. She heard Pat and the White Rabbit whispering.
What are they going to do? Alice wondered. Perhaps they're going to pull me through the window. Well, I hope they do.
For a while, there was silence. Alice waited. Then she heard the sound of wheels and people talking.
They're bringing a cart, she thought.
Then she heard the White Rabbit say,
Where's the other ladder? Oh, Bill's got it. Bring it here, Bill. Tie the ladders together and put them here. Now, who's going to climb onto the roof and down the chimney?
Lots of voices replied to this.
Not me.
Not me. Not me. Bill will do it, said the White Rabbit.
Poor Bill, thought Alice. He's coming down the chimney, is he?
When she heard a sound in the chimney above her, she pulled her leg back and kicked as hard as she could.
Look at Bill, a voice said. He's flying through the air. Catch him, someone.
And then another voice.
That's right. Hold his head up. What happened, Bill?
I don't know, said Bill. I went down the chimney and then something kicked me and I was up in the air.
I wonder what they'll do next, thought Alice. Perhaps they'll take the roof off.
Then she heard the White Rabbit's voice.
I've got an idea, he said. Let's light a fire and burn the house down.
You will not,
shouted Alice.
If you do, I'll tell my cat Dinah to chase you all, and she'll catch you.
There was silence. Then she heard the White Rabbit saying,
Come on, everyone. Throw them all through the window.
Lots of little stones came through the window. Some of them hit Alice's face.
Don't do that again, she cried.
Then she saw that the stones were turning into little cakes.
I'll eat one,
Alice said to herself.
Something will happen to me, I'm sure. I can't get any bigger, so perhaps I'll get smaller.
So Alice ate one of the little cakes.
I was right, she thought. I'm shrinking.
As soon as she was small enough, she ran down the stairs and out of the door. Lots of animals and birds were waiting outside the little house. Alice saw Bill the lizard, who was sitting on the ground, drinking water from a bottle. When the animals and birds saw Alice, they all ran towards her, but she ran away as fast as she could. soon, Alice was standing in a dark forest.
I'm safe now, she thought. First, I need to grow to the right size. Then I can look for the beautiful garden.
Suddenly, she heard a barking sound coming from somewhere above her head. She looked up and saw a huge puppy. Of course, the puppy was not really huge, but Alice thought he was because she was so small. The puppy tried to touch Alice with his paw. He had large round eyes and a short curly tail.
I hope he's friendly, Alice thought. If he wanted to, he could eat me because he's so big. But he looks friendly, so I'll play with him.
She picked up a stick and threw it. The puppy jumped up, grabbed the stick, and brought it back to Alice. She threw the stick again. They played with the stick until the puppy was tired. He gave a happy little bark. Then he lay on the ground and closed his eyes.
He's going to sleep. Now I can escape, thought Alice.
And she started to run.
Oh, I'll stop and rest now, thought Alice.
She sat down under a flower.
He was a nice puppy, she thought. I would like to teach him some tricks, but I'm much too small. I must find something to eat or drink, and perhaps I'll grow.
Alice looked around her. She saw flowers and grass, but nothing to eat or drink. She went further into the forest. Alice found a mushroom under a tree.
The mushroom is taller than I am, she thought.
She looked under it and behind it. Then she looked over the edge. A large blue caterpillar was sitting on top of the mushroom.